on the line. Morena to Taupuru Araki Brightwell.
Hi, Morena.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I've been really looking forward to our kōrero this morning. So, yeah, 2026. Man. Real fast.
Yeah. Mean. We're so excited to have you on to talk about this very important kaupapa that you're a part of running, Aotearoa Sounds for Jamaica. Can you give us a little rundown on what the project is all about?
Yes. So Aotearoa Sounds of Jamaica is calling sound systems around New Zealand to participate in charity. And that charity is focusing towards the impacts of Hurricane Melissa that struck Jamaica last year, which was the largest hurricane ever recorded that left mass devastation to the nation. And Jamaica is known as the homeland of sound system. And so I thought it was a great way to give back to a country that's given so much to the world, especially in music and culture.
Beautiful. It's sort of... sound system culture feels like it's just going from one sort of step to another here in Aotearoa. It's really exciting to see lots of people funding their own sort of sound systems and building different projects up. But it is important to remember the whakapapa of this culture, and where it sort of originated from.
Yes. The whakapapa goes back to the times of the Second World War.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's quite early, and individuals who came back, especially from the Royal Air Force, it's still debated who started it officially, but the name usually falls to an individual called Hedley Jones, who was a radar engineer, and from there started to customize audio equipment to fit the needs and ears of the Jamaican people. And from there, sound systems started to establish themselves in Kingston, Jamaica. So, it's a massive part of history. They'll probably take a few hours to explain. However, the pinpointing is there, as well as the charity that are the donors that the charity will be going to, as well, known as Alpha Boys School of Music.
Tell us a little bit, what do we know about what the situation looks like on the ground in Jamaica at the moment, and what sort of aid they're in need of at the moment?
Yes. So when the hurricane struck, the aftermath was quite severe. All the western parishes were pretty badly damaged, to the point where, you know, nearly whole towns were flattened. And about 70% of the country's entire infrastructure was affected.
Wow.
And over 1.5 million Jamaicans were affected. So it's actually quite a serious disaster. I spoke to the Jamaican consulate here, Dave Phillips, who's based in Nelson, about it, and he estimates that the recovery of the whole country back to its former state will be about a 10-year journey. It's quite a massive thing. And saying that, they have restored power and water to most of the nation. However, there are still many remote places still without those basic needs. So aid is quite important. There's been a lot of aid from many countries who have sent their tradespeople to restore the infrastructure in Jamaica. And it's been so much funds flowing in from so many charities to the nation, and it's quite lovely to see that. However, they're still going to need much more help and support from the world to put the country back on its feet.
It's so life-changing for so many people. I mean, and it's really scary hearing that it might take 10 years to recover. So how can we get involved? How can we get behind this?
Yes. So there are many charities to choose from. The one I established here was more to unify sound systems and those who are fans of sound or follow sound systems under one banner, because there's so much going in there. And to send money to the Caribbean, that part of the world, can also be a challenge. And that's due to a lot of boundaries between countries, and potential fraud or scams that pop up during these times. However, there are many charities, especially under the artists, who are trusted organizations as well, like American Friends with Jamaica, the Peter Tosh Foundation. So you can find those established charities to donate to. Aotearoa Sounds of Jamaica more focuses on supporting the music scene in Jamaica.
Mm.
Because there's already so much going to infrastructure and towards the Jamaican government to assist them in their road of recovery. And so this is why I established this charity too, is to focus more on music as well. And it's a drop of water in an ocean in terms of resources. But every penny makes a difference, because they have a saying there, every mickle makes a muckle and a muckle makes a mickle.
Hard out. I know you've put on a couple of fundraiser shows, and you've got a couple more on the horizon. You had one a couple of weeks ago at Nanny's Eatery, is that right?
Yes, correct, with the Tamaki Dub Club crew of Jaffa Sound. It was a lovely experience, because one was setting up at a Jamaican-owned and run establishment, and then bringing in the local community in support, gathering in spirit, to send our thoughts in regards to the nation that gave us so much.
Hard out, and a real nice opportunity to build a bit of extra community out of a tough situation for a lot of people who are involved in the Jamaican community here in Aotearoa, I can imagine, as well.
Yes, absolutely, and there's been quite a few events that have been popping up as well. There are sound systems that are or groups doing their own charities, but there have also been sound systems here and Aotearoa that have been sending donations to the cause, as well as an upcoming event in Melbourne, Australia, I believe this week. So it's even reached across the ocean to our neighbouring country as well.
Karawe, how cool. Awesome. Really, really love this kaupapa. If people want to go and support, there's a Facebook page and a Give a Little, right?
Yes. So you can find Aotearoa Sounds for Jamaica Hurricane Melissa Relief on Give a Little, and all proceeds go to Alpha School of Music, formerly known as Alpha Boys. It's one of the Jamaica's oldest institutes, established in 1880, and it's run by the Sisters of Mercy, who are well known as well in Aotearoa for their work for people in need and those in need. And so Alpha Boys School, just a quick rundown of Alpha Boys School. The reason why Alpha Boys School is that their participation in the history and development of music and sound system culture in Jamaica is quite important. And so communicating with them, their program is to basically send support and programs to help re-establish and provide musical resource to the most affected areas in Jamaica for artists and studios and venues. So the donations, they will essentially help that, prop up the music scene.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Ehua, for making the time for a chat with us. We've been chatting with Toparu Araki Brightwell, who's part of Aotearoa Sounds for Jamaica, a beautiful kaupapa helping out with Hurricane Melissa relief in Jamaica through uniting sound systems across Aotearoa. You've chosen a track for us to end on, Freedom Sound from the Scatterlights. Let us know why this track is important to you and why you've chosen it for us.
Yes. Well, the Scatterlights, essentially one of the greatest bands ever that come out of Jamaica. They brought ska to their land itself and to the world. But also many of the musicians who came from that band were orphans at Alpha Boys School, such as Don Drummond, for example. And so the Scatterlights are a result of the teachings of Alpha Boys School and the influence of music, led by one of the local sisters at the time who lived in that time, known as Sister Ignatius, who introduced music and R&B to the orphans in collaboration with one of the early sound systems known as the Mutt and Jeff. So the Scatterlights was picked basically to share with our audience too the connection to between Jamaica and the result of nurturing those in need to be creative. As well as the institute that brought us, helped brought us reggae music as a whole. So that's why I picked Freedom Sounds from the Scatterlights.
Atahua. Well, thank you so much, Toporu Araki, for joining us for a kōrero this morning. So cool to learn a little bit more about Aotearoa Sounds for Jamaica and how we can all get behind the kaupapa.
Ai, kia ora.
Kia ora. Freedom!